Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest too.
Bumgarner, he's a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by Toscalito Tire and Automotive, with four Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo. Toscalito, more than just a tire store. Today we have conversations from Scottsdale, Arizona, with two Giants players, Connor Gillespie, who has made his return to the Giants organization, and Javi Lopez, the left-hander who is so dependable out of the Giants bullpen. We'll start with Connor Gillespie.
Connor, what's it like being back with the Giants, a team that you started your career with, went away, you come back. So what's this spring training been like so far?
It's been a positive experience, you know. Really enjoyed catching up with some of these guys I haven't talked to in a few years and catching up with staff members. And like I said, I'm fortunate to be back here and get an opportunity.
Tell us about the experience, when you left the Giants and you improved so much with the White Sox. What were the keys to your success to improving your career, you think?
Just trying to stay out of the way of myself and saying and doing the right things and concentrating on weaknesses and going after those and trying to get better every single day. You know, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to improve every day is as important as anything. So I definitely have not taken anything for granted in the time I've been away, and I've worked really hard to try to become a better player and a better person.
What would you tell another first-round draft pick about your experience that maybe they could avoid, any pitfalls that you ran into?
Just keep an open mind about baseball and always go out of your way for other people and talk to people like you would talk to your best friend or your parents or always be respectful, and that's something that will go a long way when you come into this level.
I read a story that you were talking about being a better teammate. What does that mean? Like, how do you become a better teammate? What have you learned about that?
Just going out of your way for people, being open to talk to guys and always saying hi and asking how guys' days are going and conversing about hobbies, those types of things. It's majority of it's common sense stuff. I mean, it's no different than you would talk to your best friend or your sister or your brother or whoever. That's kind of how you want to treat everybody, and I kind of learned that over the last few years.
That kind of makes me think, and talking to Javi Lopez, that clubhouse chemistry is not overrated. I mean, it seems like it really is important to have it.
Absolutely. And that was one of the deciding factors for coming back here was, it's obvious these guys are doing something right. And for me to get an opportunity to be a part of that, I'm very grateful.
What about the role that you could play on this team, if you're coming off the bench? How do you prepare yourself for that? Because it's definitely different, but now you have the experience as opposed to a young guy, who might be a pinch hitter or a guy who's not playing every day.
Sure. It's you work hard and you practice the same way you would have for an opportunity in the game. So, you just got to prepare and work hard and be ready for that chance when you get it.
Being able to play different positions, first base, third base, how much do you work on, been a third baseman, but what about first?
It's a work in progress. I'm definitely working on it, and I'm going to keep working on it and trying to improve at both positions so I can, do a good job over there.
What about the young guys? How do you talk to them? I mean, since you're rejoining the organization, you're just getting to know some of these guys, so how much do you help them?
If I can help in any way, I will, and that goes for anybody here, and I would hope the same thing for myself. If I need help with something or have questions about things, I would hope young or old guy, or it really doesn't matter. It's this organization, you help everybody and you talk to everybody and you treat people how you would want to be treated.
What are your thoughts about some of the key acquisitions, Johnny Cueto, Jeff Samardzija, Denard Span? They brought in some, pretty big guys this year.
Sure, yeah. I mean, obviously if they, anybody that gets an invitation to be on the club or is signs a contract here, I mean, obviously they think those guys can help. And I'm really excited to have the chance to play with them and meet them and talk to them. And I think it's you know, like I said, this organization has got a rich history of winning, you know, so they do everything right.
All right, Connor. Hey, thanks a lot for the time. Good luck.
Sure. Thank you.
That's Giants infielder Connor Gillespie. Coming up, we'll hear from Javi Lopez of the Giants right after this.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access!
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
A little reminder, each week during the season, we'll be giving away a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. All you have to do is ask a question for one of our guests, and if your question is chosen, you'll receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. To send your questions in, email us at thesportsvirus@gmail.com or on Facebook, thesportsvirus.com page, and please like us while you're there. Now it's time for our interview with left-hander Javi Lopez of the Giants.
Javi, first of all, everybody gets here real early for spring training, and you know it's a long spring training. So how do you condition yourself for that? Because you know, you got to go to bed early and all that stuff. Is that something that throughout your career you've kind of learned how to go through it?
Yeah, I think so. When you come into spring training, especially in a big league camp, when you're one of the young guys, it's just a rite of passage. You have to be here early, get your work in. The veteran time it comes in closer to stretch and stuff like that, because the training room with 60 plus guys in there, it's tough to get some of the work in that you need to do. So you kind of just get accustomed to showing up early to get your work in.
It's a good mix in this bullpen this year. You got the veteran guys like yourself, you have younger guys. So how do you take a leadership role with those young guys?
Well, I feel like we've done a great job of doing that the last 6 years that I've been here, and Jeremy Affelt was one of the guys that helped me with that, and I think obviously with Romo and Casilla, we've had some guys with some experience, and you know, we just try to share what we've learned and really bring those guys into the fold. I think obviously when you a bullpen position is tough to get in this league, and when you have an opportunity to get up here, you put a lot of pressure on yourself to try to establish yourself, and I think that leads to some bad mindsets at times, and we try to let these guys relax and really focus on the job at hand, which is getting outs, because every time we're pitching, it's usually a high leverage situation. So when you can get them to calm down and talk about those scenarios, I think it benefits not only them, but it benefits the team.
How do you replace a guy like Affelt on the field and off the field in the clubhouse, because he was such a valuable member of the team?
Well, I mean, that's what he sold all the media people on, but you know, it's no, he's a great guy. I mean, he's going to be missed. But I think, again, I said it's a balance of the guys that we have already, and we kind of spread the wealth. And he will be missed. But, you know, that is the nature of the beast, that it's next guy up. And I feel like, you know, we've established ourselves to be able to take care of that role. And you know, I'm going to be the elder statesman now in the bullpen, and I'm okay with that. And we'll just, you know, kind of keep going forward. And when it comes to the clubhouse stuff, I mean, obviously he was a good punching bag for many people. But, you know, we'll have to find that new guy. We're still working. We have the tryouts going as we speak.
Oh, yeah, the tryouts for, like, who's going to have the craziest injury, I guess.
Right? Well, yeah, we definitely are going to stay away from knives and stuff. I don't think that's going to be recommended. But, yeah, we'll figure some things out.
We'll have more with Giants left-hander Javi Lopez in just a moment.
You have to admit, collecting World Series titles is a new trend for the Giants, but at Toscalito Tire and Automotive, they've been winning since 1971 with quality tires and reliable auto and light truck repair at 6 Bay Area locations near you. Toscalito Tire and Automotive will take care of you like family. After all, this is a family business started by two nice Italian boys, Ken Toscanini and Vince Ippolito, who combine their skills, knowledge, passion for cars, and their names to create Toscalito Tire and Automotive. With 4 Marin locations, plus the Marina in San Francisco and Vallejo, Toscalito, more than just a tire store.
And a reminder, we'll be podcasting from Toscalito Tire and Automotive next Friday, April the 8th. So join us, 11 a.m. I'll be joined by San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea. Now back to the conversation with Giants left-hander Javi Lopez.
How do you relate to the guys who are throwing 95, 100 miles an hour? I mean, you're not that type of pitcher yet. Still, I mean, like you said, you got to get people out. There's certain aspects of pitching that are similar no matter who you are.
I think you just said it right there. I mean, I'm still at the same level as they are, And that's where I relate in the sense that my job is to do the exact same thing that they're trying to do, and that's get the person out. Now, they might do it in a more flashy style with a punch out or something like that, and I'm more of a contact guy. But at the end of the day, we're in the same bullpen and we're in the same spot, and our jobs are get outs, and that's how I relate. And I think that's for me, it's enjoyable to watch because you know I've always wondered what it's like to throw 98 or 100, and I'll never know, but. I love to see it, and I love to listen to it at least. And it's a source of pride for them, and it's a source of pride for me that I can still go out there and get people out.
Do you think the guys who throw that hard still have to remember that you can't always get away with that? You know, I mean, obviously, if you throw a flat fastball down the middle, it's going to get hit. So, are there lessons to be learned for those guys?
I certainly hope so. I think obviously, if you ask a lot of the hitters in this locker room, and obviously the better hitters that we have here too, that they'll tell you that. 95 is it gets on you, but you can dial up to any fastball, and it's really the ability to locate and throw some off speed stuff that keeps them off balance, and I think that's where most of the guys make that adjustment. It's you know your power pitching gets you up into the big leagues, but then you have to be able to pitch when you're up here because there's so much advanced scouting and things like that that every hitter is going to know exactly what you like to throw in your sequences. So it's ability to execute that keeps you up here.
More with Javi Lopez right after this.
The spirit of Rose Pistola, a fiery bartender in 1950s North Beach, is still alive with the restaurant that bears her name. Doors to this North Beach institution opened in 1996, and since then, it has become a must visit for locals and world travelers alike. Guests can share house-made pastas, crispy wood-fired pizzas, and classic Italian desserts prepared by Chef Steve Walker 7 days a week. Grab a seat at the bar and sip some grappa. Join Rose Pistola for happy hour offered at the bar weekdays from 3 until 6 p.m. Live jazz trios perform Thursday through Sunday nights. It's the perfect setting for large groups seeking a lively lunch, brunch, or dinner. Rose Pistola is conveniently located around the corner from Beach Blanket Babylon at 532 Columbus Avenue. Join Rose Pistola as they celebrate 20 years.
How much do you pride yourself in the fact that you're getting lefties and righties out? Because a lot of times people will look at a late inning reliever like you and say, okay, lefty, lefty. But you get both of them out. And same thing, you know, with hitters. They pride themselves on being a lefty who can hit against lefties. Is that something that you think is prevalent in baseball now because you have to be well-rounded?
Well, you certainly hope to. You hope so. You aspire for that not only as a pitcher but as a hitter, like you just said. As a pitcher, you know, you want to be out there. Everyone wants to be considered a reliever, and everybody wants to be able to be a setup guy. Everybody wants to be a closer, and I think if you don't, then you're in the wrong profession, and that's the one thing that we have in this giant locker room. I know we have to reach back into the yearbook a little bit, but in 2012 when we won the World Series, Romo had taken over as a closer, but for a little while there I was getting some saves, and Cassie was getting saves, and Raffel was getting saves, and so you know if your Hall of Fame manager trusts that you can close out a game, I mean that does nothing but boost your confidence, and I think that's kind of what we have, and we aspire to be as a bullpen, as guys that can pitch in any role at any time, and regardless of who you're facing.
Speaking of confidence, how much do you think that factors in to not only the success you guys have had in the past, but for this year? Because it seems like there's a lot of confidence. You guys acquired some really good pitchers and, you know, Denard Span to play center. So how does that play into it, just taking the field with that kind of confidence?
Well, I think it's a great thing. Obviously, when you have the support that we have from our front office and our ownership group to come in and make ourselves better, you know, the job isn't to try to stay with the Dodgers or the Diamondbacks. The job is to surpass them. And I think the moves that we've made have put ourselves in a good spot. And, you know, the expectations are high. And I think the expectations are high because, you know, the demand and the fan base wants a winner, and we want to provide that. And I think that's it's something that drives everyone in this locker room. And I think that's what when you look around in spring training, we try to do as many team-oriented things as we can to get that chemistry going, because it's – As the Royals have proven, I mean, that it's a big deal, and we've proven that as well. Chemistry takes a team a long way.
If you go back beyond 10 years ago in your life, has this exceeded your wildest dreams? I mean, to be able to win a title with the Red Sox, you win three here, just what you've been able to accomplish. Do you ever sit back and just say, wow, it's hard to believe that all this happened?
Oh, sure. I mean, obviously, when I look at my career, and I just wanted to make it to the big leagues. And then after I made it, I just wanted to play 1 year, and then I wanted to play 2 years, and I wanted to get to three, and you know, now I'm going on 14, and it's I pinch myself every once in a while just to be able to realize that this is a treat. You know, I know this is it's been a big part of my life. I got drafted when I was just 20. I was turning 21 that summer, and I'm 38 now, turning 39. So, you know, it's a big chunk of my life, but at the end of the day, this is going to be a short part of my life when I look back on it. So I'm really just trying to enjoy every moment I got here. And with these guys, it's been real easy. The Giants have been a first-class organization with top-notch guys, and I've really enjoyed every minute.
Do you feel like the condition that you've kept yourself in, you can keep going? I mean, how long do you want to play?
Well, that's certainly the plan. I try to keep myself in as good a shape as I can. And as far as how long, I don't know. I guess it depends on how many jobs I can get. You know, it's often it's not up to the player. It's off to the team trying to see if they need your help. So, but the plan is to keep playing. And you know, at this point in time, it's probably going to have to be a year-by-year kind of basis. But, you know, that's always my goal, is to pitch well enough to have another year.
Javi, thanks so much for the time. Good luck this season.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants left-hander Javi Lopez. Want to thank him and Connor Gillespie for joining us here on thesportsvirus.com. Coming up on Friday, our final podcast of spring training, as we hear from Tim Brown from Yahoo Sports in a conversation we had in Scottsdale, Arizona. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.